Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of the hardest things is when you let people go. And Kevin O'Connell, the great head coach of the Minnesota Vikings at that point, was a backup quarterback. And I remember he comes into the office. Again, it's going to be awkward. And barely sits down. And as like he's descending into the seat, I'm like, Kevin, we got to let you go. And everyone's like, geez, Mike, if you're going to fire somebody, can you at least let them sit down before you do it? And it was awkward. And every time I watched it, it was even more cringeworthy.
Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN. I don't like him. Tannenbaum. What did he do? Why is he on ESPN? He ran the Jets and the Dolphins. Because that went great. Really, that's his resume, right? He ran the Dolphins and the Jets. Did he ever make the playoffs? He's probably the GM when the Jets make the AFC Championship, I'm assuming. 2006, 2012. So that would line up. He's just got some of the worst. This isn't a take, although it's pretty rough. Guy hasn't sat down in his chair and you cut him. He's got some of the worst trade ideas ever. Didn't he have someone should have traded 4 first round picks for? Oh, it was a pass rusher, wasn't it? Was it Myles Garrett? Was it a Myles Garrett one? 4 first-round picks and other stuff?
I think he was talking about the Steelers, wasn't he?
Maybe. Maybe it was T.J. Watt. Either way, Kevin O'Connell, by the way, the subject of that clip, Vikings head coach, he's probably one of my favorite 3 coaches in the league right now. He just gets it. Great play caller, great quarterback developer. He's done a good job without having an elite guy, Cousins and then Sam Darnold. So we'll see what he can do with J.J. McCarthy. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. I want to get to the team I'm most curious about in the NFL this year that isn't the Bills. Bills OTAs open up today. So Sal's on his way down there. Be at the stadium. You have some media availability a little bit later on. Sean McDermott will carry that live on the Extra Point Show a little bit later on today. So stay tuned for that. We will see if James Cook is there. And we'll see if Josh Allen is there because his wedding is supposedly this weekend.
Go ahead. On his Instagram story, he is currently doing the 117 holes of golf. There's a video of him teeing off.
Okay.
At least that's what I saw on his Instagram story.
I wonder if that's somewhere else, because I thought he was not supposed to be participating in that.
Maybe it's a video
Sal
from
is emceeing that
another year, but...
I believe... Well, we'll see. I don't know if Josh will be there or not. Maybe. Either way, we'll see if Allen is there at OTAs, and we'll see if James Cook is there. Allen wouldn't be for, you know... It would just be, well, is he there for the wedding or not? James Cook... Is he going to just end any notion that there's a contract dispute or a holdout or a hold-in coming by being there today? He doesn't have to be there today. It's voluntary. It's not mandatory. So I don't think it would be a massive story if he's not there, but it would be enough of a story to keep it on your radar. Keep thinking about it. Keep wondering about what will happen at minicamp, what will happen at training camp if he's not there today. So that's all ahead. And to get to the team I'm most curious about, as you also want to get to our earlier conversation about who the most underappreciated Bill is, NFL.com had Dorian Williams for that. I've got some Twitter answers on that. One person put, buddy of mine, actually put Sean McDermott, which has had some reaction on social media. Rob in Connecticut's got a thought on both, though. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Joe. Welcome back. I'm glad you enjoyed vacation. Thanks. You, Josh, for taking my call. I definitely Sean McDermott was definitely on my radar as far as unappreciated. But if you want to go player, I would say DeMar Hamlin. You know, he really put in a lot of work to get back to where he is. So I don't, you know, everybody always had something to gripe about him, but he always seemed to come up big when we needed him. So I feel he was unappreciated. As far as I'm curious about in the NFC, I'm looking at the New York Giants and who they picked up. And see how they can bounce back this year. And as far as the AFC, I'm looking at Jacksonville. I want to see if Trevor Lawrence can bounce back, especially with a couple of pickups that Jacksonville did, and see what Duvall does. Yeah. So we'll see what happens this year, all right? Keep doing what you're doing, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad you mentioned or said the Jaguars, because that is my answer also. And it is not just because – they drafted Travis Hunter, and we're all going to look to see how does he do, where does he play, how much does he play. That's an interesting storyline, too. But it's Jacksonville because I like the coach. They play in a weak division. And the quarterback, I think, is the most interesting for figuring out how good he is this year. It is time to figure out what is Trevor Lawrence. And you could expand that, because right now in the AFC, you have a clear tier break. You've got your elite MVP quarterbacks at the top. You've got Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow. Those four are all cemented. Those are awesome guy, awesome quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks. They can put up 4,000-5,000 yards if they need to. They're going to get to the playoffs unless everything goes wrong like it did in Cincinnati last year, and they still barely missed. The top guys in the conference, okay? Then you've got, I think, unless I'm missing one, you've got three pretty talented quarterbacks that just haven't quite put it together yet behind that. And a feeling that all three are capable of putting it together and jumping up with those top four guys, but they haven't done it. And one of them, it's almost a little unfair because it's only been 2 years, and that would be C.J. Stroud. I think Stroud is seen as, well, this guy is talented. I mean, that rookie year was historically good. Big step back last year, but his offensive line was terrible and all these reasons why he actually didn't have that much help. But Stroud is capable. And it's only year two, so I don't know how many people would be ragging on him right now. Probably not that many. But nobody would also put him in that top four and make it a top five. Not yet. The other two, where I would put them with Stroud in that category of people think they're capable, but it hasn't happened, are Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence. And for Lawrence, there was so much. I mean, you go to his Pro Football Reference page, and what is, I mean, some of these nicknames are silly, and you've never heard them actually referred to, right? Like Josh Allen's the Winter Soldier on Pro Football Reference. It's not a commonly used nickname. Not to say no one's ever used it, but it's not common. Trevor Lawrence is the prince who was promised. He was hyped as an elite quarterback prospect. Can't miss. Best in 10 years since Andrew Luck. And he's not been bad, but he has not at all inserted himself in the conversation with Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow. Not even close. He's made the playoffs. He's even won a playoff game, but not even close. And now it's time to do it. He is 25, will be 26 during this season. So the age isn't the reason. But it's going into year five, and now your team's doing everything it needs to. They've brought in a really good offensive coach who got great results out of Baker Mayfield. They added a premier receiver prospect to go with an already premier receiver in Brian Thomas Jr. Like, they're giving you what you need to take those steps, and now he's got to do it. And I'm very curious to see if Lawrence has that in him. They paid him like he has that in him. He seems to have the arm to do it. He's pretty athletic. He's got pretty good size. He's been relatively healthy until last year where he had some injury problems. So for me, it's the Jaguars. But really, you could really just put all three of those quarterbacks in a bucket. And would you expect any of them jump up with the top four guys? Because I would bet one of them does. I don't know which one, but you just take the odds of it. You got three really talented quarterbacks, all on organizations that, you know, hit or miss. They don't quite have it together. The Chargers might be more on track for that because you're going to year two of Harbaugh. Herbert is obviously the one that I would say gets the most criticism for not making that big four a big five. It probably should be a big five, but it isn't. Because Herbert, despite having arguably the most talented arm in the league, it's on par with Allen's, or it's at least close to it. I wouldn't put it above Allen's, but it's close. The difference is Josh can throw the ball through the air like nobody in the league. Allen, maybe it's a different throwing motion. He doesn't throw the ball as hard as he used to, which actually might be a good thing. So I don't even know if this might not even be a compliment of Justin Herbert. When you see Herbert throw the ball, though, on a rope, it's like it looks like Aroldis Chapman, 104 miles per hour. Like, nobody in the league can throw it harder. Again, though, I'm not sure that's a compliment because, you know, Allen used to throw the ball as hard as possible, and it's harder for his receivers to catch it. So he's got a super talented arm.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And he's won games, and he's made the playoffs. He's made the playoffs twice. He lost to Lawrence head-to-head, but it just always seems, it always snowballs on him. The turnovers, you know, in the playoff game, throwing more picks in one game than he had in the entire regular season is unbelievable. And he doesn't have perfect help around him either. They're improving on that. Ladd McConkey was a really good rookie. He's the one, I would say, of the three that gets the most criticism. Stroud, it's too early. And Lawrence, I don't know why Lawrence doesn't get more, though. Shouldn't he? Shouldn't Lawrence get a ton of heat for not being as good as one of those top four guys? You were hyped like you were going to be that good. And you're not. Herbert was a first-round pick and a top-10 pick, sixth overall, but the hype with him didn't really start until he started performing in the league. So, I don't know. That to me is a very curious storyline overall. The Jaguars, to me, are the number one team for that, but of those quarterbacks, is this going to remain a big four forever? And it'll just be, you know, you'll have an off year where someone will get hot. Maybe they'll have an elite defense. Maybe they'll have a perfect team and roster. Maybe they'll get a couple breaks that go their way and, you know, a Houston or a New England or someone else, Miami. They luck their way into an AFC championship game. You play enough years, that's going to happen. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. But nobody would put Joe Flacco in the same tier category as Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger. So that'll happen. But is this just going to be these four kingpin quarterbacks slugging it out every year for the next decade? Or are one of these other guys going to jump up? Because for this year, I think for two of them, this is a huge year for that. To kind of prove, like, all right, are you just going to be pretty good, definitely not as good as the other four, though, forever? Or are you going to take a step? Because if it doesn't happen in year five, in year six, for especially Herbert and Lawrence, it's going to feel like it's never going to happen. And maybe you out there listening right now, like, you already have kind of decided, I don't think it's ever going to happen. They're just too inconsistent. Too rocky. Now, they're not going to be that good. Not as good as what I'm talking about. So I would say Jacksonville. A couple of Twitter answers on this. Of course, New England is coming in. And that's a very Bills-specific answer because they feel like the only team that could jump up and fight the Bills in the division. I don't think they will win it. I don't think they have a good shot at winning it. The thing on the Patriots, to me, that makes me most curious is just, can they capitalize on their schedule? Because they are going to be, like, when the Patriots get to November, they're going to be in it. I think the Bills will win the division, and I bet by the end of it, they'll win by multiple games. It's not going to be a sweat down the stretch. But I would bet you that going into November, it's still very much alive. A lot of that has to do with New England's schedule. Not just how easy it is, but the order in which it came in. If you're not familiar with what they're headed for at the start of the year, the Patriots open with Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, then the Bills game, and then after the Bills game, Saints, Titans, Browns. Three of the worst teams in the league. So sandwiched around that Bills game, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games where I would say the expectation is that none of those seven teams are going to make the playoffs. Like right now, if I were doing NFL predictions, Raiders, no. Dolphins, no. Steelers, no. Panthers, no. Saints, no. Titans, no. Browns, no. Like in their first 8 games, they play one team that I would expect makes the playoffs. That's the Bills. What's New England going to be? Are they going to be 6-2 by the time we hit November? I mean, I could still very well see the Bills having the lead, but if they're 5-3 or 6-2, I think the division is still going to be a fight. But by the end of it, I think the Bills are going to be a couple of games ahead. And that they're not going to need week 18 to win it or week 17 to win it even. I think they'll get there. So that's probably the most popular answer that I'm seeing right now on Twitter. I would still go Jacksonville, though, over the Patriots. 803-0550 is the phone number. It is beautiful out today. And if you missed us earlier in the show, I got very spoiled and got very lucky with the weather. Because sounds like I missed the worst weather week in May that we've like ever seen. 50s and raining throughout. While I was sitting down on the beach in 92 and sunny. 92, though, not always super comfortable. When we were in the sun, the sand, you know, the sand gets hot. I guess I also learned on this trip that there are different types of sand. Some get, white sand doesn't get hot or as hot. Whereas the regular, the normal, I don't even what we call it normal sand, whatever sand I was on. And you want to like go take a dip in the ocean, you've got to run. Because it's like you're running on coals. So, this is something I learned. Josh, did you know this? Some sand gets hotter than other sand. Some sand stays cool. Others bakes in the sun, and it's just like molten lava on your feet.
I didn't know that's how that worked, but I remember I went to the beach locally here one time, and it was like really hot out. And it was the same thing of like you're walking on it, and it hurts.
Oh, I've never thought about the sand here. And you're not saying because there was like shells and stuff in it. You're saying because of the heat of it.
Oh, I'm not sure, but
I
didn't know the science of sand until you started talking about it right now.
You're going to Florida next week?
Yes. Yep. Oh, I guess I could test it out.
Yeah. I will be very curious to see what kind of sand you have.
I mean, I'm going to be on the west coast of it. So you were on the
east. Very different
coast,
for
right?
me. I was on the east.
So yeah. Maybe there was a difference.
Like it was burning the bottoms of my feet. Was sprinting to get to the ocean because it was so hot. Again, listen to me complaining about 90 degree sun while it was 50 and raining here. So sorry. But, you know, you have your consequences of being that hot too. Had a great time. You know what it was for me? It was the first vacation for me where I just did nothing. Never really did that. I'm always a doer. You know, we're going somewhere. I want to do this. I want to see this. I want to go here that day. This was just a week of nothing. Nothing on the schedule. Just, are we going to lay by the pool or go in the pool or are we going to go to the ocean? Which is right, you know, a two-second walk. I liked it.
That's where we're at in our, like, vacation planning right now is, like, we're talking about, like, places to go, things to do, and, like, what days we want to do stuff. But then I'm, like, in my head, I'm, like, maybe we should, like, set aside a day to just do nothing.
You should definitely, like, I would encourage it.
Yeah.
As someone that doesn't often do that when I go on vacation, I would encourage it. It was great.
Well, this is our first time going to this part of Florida, so, like, we're excited to just kind of explore. But I'm also like, I do want to relax a little bit. I don't want to be go, 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 and then all of a sudden it's over. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's the tough part.
Yeah. The chat, very in on the science of this, by the way. This also feels like elementary school type science. That obviously the white sand reflects the sun. Because white reflects the sun. Does that make sense? It reflects the sun. It doesn't take the heat in. That's why it's not as hot. I'm assuming that's right. It seems like it's right. And then I get home, and of course, it's perfect weather out yesterday and today. So I'm sorry.
I mean, the rest of the week might not be.
I guess I'm not sorry because I brought it. Maybe I brought it with me. Yeah, the rest of the week, a little rainy. That's fine. 803-0550 is the phone number. Oh, look what ESPN is talking about right now. Better chance to beat Patrick Mahomes and reach the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
By the way, ESPN's ripping every Buffalo fan's heart out this morning because they not only are playing the Eastern Conference final game from 2006.
I've seen
they're also replaying the Dalton Kincaid drop.
That's true. What did we do to deserve this? It's just a random Tuesday in May. And right, if you imagine you didn't know, you weren't following the hockey playoffs, and you're just so demoralized with the Sabres, you can't even stomach it. That you turn on ESPN this morning, right, two things you've seen. Rod Brind'Amour scoring in Game 7. Against the Buffalo Sabres, which, by the way, I never watched those highlights. I never watched that game back. So I haven't seen that goal in a decade that I saw this morning. I should have looked away.
Thankfully, I missed it. So, I was doing the update, and I didn't see it.
That's good for you. Matt Bove from Channel 7, Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast here on the Odyssey app, he tweeted out, he woke up this morning, and bam, there's the Brind'Amour goal. So maybe you turned it off. because, oh, what's going on here? And then you turned it back on at 9:25, and there's Dalton Kincaid dropping the fourth down play against Kansas City last year in the playoffs. Yeah, ESPN's not being kind to us this morning. Show the Bandits goals. Chase Frazier. Behind the back. I haven't seen that one yet on here. That should be like on a little box in the corner. Bandits three-peat. Gotta love it. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you would like to get in on, you know, I mean, really anything. If you want to get on the sand, which I think Bill wants to get on now here, or the team you're most curious about that's not the Bills. Bill, stay on hold. We'll get to you right when we come back here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.